Well, in the beer world, breweries are always looking toward the next trendy beer style, right? But Wilmington Brew Works, which also happens to operate as a cidery, is chasing history with their new cider collaboration with Hagley Museum and Library. So, to start off this story, we're going to go to Paul Orpello. He's the director of gardens and horticulture at Hagley Museum and Library. Hey, Paul, thanks for joining me.
Sure, Kelly, it's a pleasure.
Who doesn't like to talk about beer and cider, right?
I think everyone loves to have that conversation.
So this is a new cider collaboration that you guys are doing with Wilmington Brew Works. How did this come about?
So it's based of the history of the orchard here at Hagley, and it came about through a couple of conversations. One with our Hagley historian, speaking with the cider maker and VP of marketing there at the Brew Works, and that was pre-COVID, and then that conversation kind of fizzled out, and I happened to run into to John Fusco, who's their VP of marketing there, and he and I have been friends for a few years. I know his family well. Our daughters have grown up together, and I saw him at a Hagley al fresco event, and we just got to talking. He asked me what was happening, and we talked about the orchard and the abundance of fruit that's starting to come into fruition here, and how historically accurate it is, and what that fruit was used for historically here on site. And we know that it was used to make alcoholic beverages for the family, as well as for them to sell fruit to the workers here.
All right, I'm going to talk to Ryan Rice in just a couple of minutes here. He is the Wilmington Brew Works cider maker and production assistant. But I want you, since you're the director of gardens and horticulture, to tell me, give me all the background about the orchard. It sounds exciting.
So the orchard is a fantastic example of what was happening in early America in the early 1800s through gentleman farming. And E.I. DuPont first settled the property here in 1802. By 1804, he had a tremendous orchard with nearly 400 trees, all unique and prized varieties of apple, cherry, peach, plum, and pear. And his orchard was sought after by some of the finest early American botanists that we know, including Thomas Jefferson, Bernard McMahon, folks like that. And it's really been a tremendous undertaking to get the orchard back to what it was supposed to be. And it's come back online. So when I arrived, there were only 18 trees in the orchard. We now have 50 fully replanted out there, and they're all historic varieties that date to the property and to the time period.
And what kinds of fruit do you grow?
So we grow all of those same fruits that E.I. DuPont had originally. We have apple, peach, cherry, plum, and pear out there, and the cherries were the first to be harvested this year. We're looking forward to peaches in a few weeks, and then we'll have apples in the fall. So it's a great collaboration. We're looking forward to not just this first release, but a series of things to unfold, and not just this season and for seasons to come.
That will be fantastic. You said 50 trees. How many acres total?
So the orchard itself, it's about 2 acres, and we work at it as much as we can, and it's been a really proud moment for the horticulture team here at Hagley to have this collaboration come to fruition.
All right, so you guys are collaborating with Wilmington Brew Works to make this new cider. I'm going to let you break the name of it and tell me what fruit will be used to make it.
So the cider is called the Fruits of Eleutherian Mills, and the first in the series is based on sour cherries. So it was co-fermented with their regular apple cider that they used, and the cherries were added to that. And Ryan will talk quite a bit more about that when you speak with him. But it was Montmorency and Black Tartarian cherries, and those are two really unique historic varieties. And they're for a fabulous product, and we're looking forward to a peach cider next, and then a historic fresh-pressed apple cider in the fall.
So this could eventually turn into a year-round collaboration, maybe, right?
Absolutely. We're absolutely looking forward to making it that.
All right, Ryan. So as we heard from Paul, the name of the new cider is Fruits of Eleutherian Mills. Did I pronounce that correctly?
I believe so. Yeah, I say Eleutherian. I've heard it both ways.
So tell me more about how your part of this came to be.
Well, when I found out that they had cherries ripening quickly and were available to use, I went to work to try to figure out how to incorporate that into the ciders that we make here at Wilmington Brew Works. Once we were able to establish a time to go out and harvest the cherries, we decided to do a co-ferment with them where we fermented the apple cider and the cherries at the same time together.
What other kinds of ciders do you guys make?
We make a wide variety of ciders. Everything from ciders that are strictly apples and fermented bone dry to ciders where we add other fruits to it, something like our blueberry lavender lemonade cider, or our and our very popular summer cider, our watermelon cucumber cider.
Why didn't I know about all of this before now, is what I'm asking.
You're obviously not following our social media accounts.
Obviously not. All right, give me the background about Wilmington Brew Works, if you will.
So we're in our going into our third year of being open. We are the first first production brewery within the city limits of Wilmington in quite some time. We as a brewery, our primary focus is beers, but we also have the required licensing to make our own cider. So we started off with just maybe one cider offering. Especially for those people who maybe have gluten sensitivities. But with the demand growing, we've grown to having maybe 2 to 4 different ciders on tap.
All right. So if you can, I know it's hard on radio, but can you describe the taste of this new cider?
Absolutely. So it is a bone dry cider. There is practically zero sweetness to it whatsoever. But it has a nice tartness from the cherries, and a subtle cherry notes on the finish. I'd say it kind of drinks closer to like a dry white wine than it does like a beer.
All right, and where can we find it?
It is currently exclusively only available in our tap room. We have it in bottles and on draft.
And will it be available at Hagley events at any point?
We are hoping with future collaborations with Hagley to have some products available at their events. This first batch was quite a small run, so I don't know if we'll have enough to get it out to any of their events coming up.
Yeah, you know, as you heard Paul a few minutes ago, he mentioned a future collaboration with you guys, and he says he doesn't expect it to end with the cherries. Would you agree?
Oh, I would wholeheartedly agree. I know he has some peaches that are about 2 weeks out from being ripe that we already have plans for to go into a cider. And then once the fall hits, he has apple trees that will be ready to harvest. And this is only the beginning.
Is this Wilmington Brew Works' first collaboration with an orchard?
Technically, yes. We do get all of our apple juice that we ferment from another orchard in Pennsylvania. They pull their apples from many orchards from the area. But this is our first collaboration with a direct orchard where we're actually going out and harvesting the fruit ourselves.
Do you think this will branch out into future collaborations with other orchards in the first state?
There's always a possibility that that could happen. Right now, my focus is on just working with Hagley, simply because what Paul is doing with that orchard is something that really speaks to me. He's trying to put in these historic varieties of fruits that no one else in our area is doing. And the fact that he's making those fruits available to me to use is a huge honor. So right now, my focus is on continuing to work with Hagley.
How many employees have you had from Wilmington Brew Works go out and pick cherries?
We went out on 2 different days to pick, and there was 3 of us here from the brewery that went out and picked, and there was 3 or 4 from Hagley that helped pick.
Wow, this is phenomenal. Anything else I'm not asking about this collaboration that you want to get out to the general public?
I'm just really excited for people to come in here and try the fruits of our labor and to see kind of what we can do with the items that we're so passionate about.